Well, it was a turbulent end to 2020 for many Victorians holidaying in New South Wales. Thousands scrambled for the border after the Victorian government announced restrictions, which gave residents only hours to return home to avoid self-isolation. Queues were backed up for hours at border checkpoints. Some holidaymakers made the decision to cross on foot. Stephanie Smale reports.
Victorian woman Livia Todd and her family were on their boat on the Murray River in New South Wales when her brother texted her to tell her the border was closing. She says panic set in as they rushed to get off the river and pack up their unit in the border town of Moama with a six-year-old and a nine-year-old in tow.
To do it with two young children, we literally were just throwing stuff in the car. We were just like, hurry, we've got to go. We've got to cross the border.
She's exhausted after their 12-hour trip to get back to their Bayside home in Melbourne.
The kids were so upset. And then when we pulled out of the unit, which is less than 3 kilometres from the actual border, we couldn't even get out of the street. So it took us 6 hours to actually cross the border because you had to get over before midnight. And if you didn't, then you had to self-isolate for 14 days. We couldn't do it with two young children. So we ended up actually walking across the border. So I got the kids out of the car at about 11:15 and made a mad dash and walked across the border so we wouldn't have to self-isolate. And my husband stayed in the car.
Were other families just getting out of their car and walking across?
Yeah, there was quite a few walking with us, and the people walking up and down the Cobb Highway with babies in prams that are crying because it's, you know, it's 11 o'clock. My kids are a little bit older, but the nine-year-old wasn't dealing very well with it. She was quite frightened by it. But at that point also, the police really had no idea what was going on. There was no sort of clear indication of what was happening, and we're literally just sitting on the side of the road.
How do you feel the Victorian government has handled this?
I understand we need to protect the vulnerable, but I don't know how much planning had gone into that. It was just like they hit the panic switch and closed the borders. It was a logistical nightmare, the whole thing. And after such a really tough year for Melburnians, it was just like the year that just keeps on giving right till the finish line.
No new coronavirus cases were recorded overnight in Victoria, but Victorians still only have until tonight to get home before the border is shut. And anyone who didn't make it before midnight last night will have to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Deborah Higgs and her husband were only a week into their January camping holiday at Wanboyne in New South Wales when they heard the news. They packed up and hit the road.
Pretty much as we pulled out onto the Princess Highway, we joined the queue, although we were moving until we got to about 7 km out of Genoa where the checkpoint was, and then things stopped and we sat there for hours.
She says the border crossing was tense and confusing.
While we were in the car, we applied for our border passes, which was really quite difficult because the internet kept dropping in and out, so I wasn't sure we were going to get them in time before we got to the border, but we actually did. And then when we got there, we got waved through with a whole lot of other people. We didn't show our passes, our licences or anything. But then a couple of cars back from us, they held up the traffic. So I don't know whether we were one of the last ones to go through or not.
Deborah Higgs estimates it will take more than 15 hours all up to get home to Bendigo. She thinks the decision to call Victorians home at such short notice was dangerous.
As the night went on, I started to become a bit concerned because people were driving tired. I know we certainly were, and there was nowhere to stay. Like, once you sort of got through the checkpoint, any sort of public roadside place or anything was taken up with travellers. And, you know, we pulled up at one stage so my husband could have a 15-minute power nap, but he couldn't sleep because the amount of cars coming in and out, you know.
Scrolling through social media this morning, Deborah Higgs has seen criticism of Victorians who chose to leave their state to holiday in regional New South Wales. She says that's a bit unfair.
You know, when we left, we thought it was safe. The cases that they'd had in New South Wales were mainly confined to Sydney and Northern Beaches area, so we didn't go blindly.
But the Victorian Health Minister, Martin Foley, says holidaymakers were warned.
Our message really hasn't changed over the last 2 weeks. I stood here some time ago and said, reconsider going to New South Wales. Don't go to Sydney. Reconsider going to New South Wales because the border can change quickly on the basis of public health advice.
He says it's understandable Victorians are frustrated with long lines at border crossings, but is urging patience.
Our hard-working Victoria Police and SES volunteers are working as hard as they can to move people through these border checkpoints as quickly and as safely as possible. We ask all motorists to be prepared for delays again and to be patient.
That's Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley ending Stephanie Smale's report with additional reporting from Isabel Rowe.